Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sky Sports' Alan Irwin. Got the kettle boiling behind you, Al?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely perfect timing, Steve. Yeah.
Why don't you stand by the kettle just as we get going?
I love that whistling kettle we've got, yeah.
The full-time whistle has blown on Alan Irwin in before we've started.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's start with Everton. Let's start with Gareth Barry. You're a man who likes to keep yourself fit, Al. You're middle-aged man, but you're on the treadmill every morning.
Try my best.
I wonder how much Gareth Barry's having to put in to get to 600 games. He still looks quite fresher-faced, really.
Yeah, he does. And in fact, I was reading a few articles over the weekend. Obviously, he'd been put up before the press ahead of the game against Middlesbrough on Saturday, and he was stating that he's basically starting again because he's got a new manager. You know, there's no guarantee that he's going to pick him. He has to prove himself, etc. And he's been basically back to basics in terms of fitness levels and still trying to do what he was doing when he was 18 and, you know, first starting out in the game, or even at the age of 17 when he first started out. So in that sense, he's doing everything that he has to do to ensure he keeps himself at the levels he needs to maintain when you are at the age of 35. So it's paying off, though, isn't it? Because he's still got the stamina levels. He's still turning in man of the match performances week in, week out, and he's pretty pivotal to Everton at the moment, isn't he?
He's clearly avoided injuries throughout his career, hasn't he? To be able to rack up that sort of number of games. If you think of maybe what Ian Callaghan set as his record of playing for Liverpool, 857 games, which my, that's an awful lot of games, isn't it? 600. I tell you what, he's done really well, Gareth, in just keeping his body in the right shape.
Yeah, I think he has done. And you have to say, and I think many of today's professionals versus the professionals who were playing in Ian Callaghan's day would say that the game is faster today and you need to be more athletic than they were maybe 20, 30 years ago and plus. So in that sense, to steer clear of injuries is quite something because of the way we monitor fitness nowadays, Steve. There's every available technique. It's a whole physio team, isn't it? And everything, absolutely everything, is monitored. So if you're not quite 100%, you're not really going to play. And that wasn't the case many years ago. So it is quite an achievement. And the way he's going, I can see him passing Ryan Giggs's record. Frank Lampard's next in line, 609, isn't he? And then is Ryan Giggs, 632 Premier League appearances. So at this rate, he could pass that this season, couldn't he, if he plays every Premier League game?
And as you mentioned then, the quicker football, the pressing football that all the Premier League teams play now, you would have thought that would have been a greater demand on him.
Yeah, and it probably is, which is testament to how he has kept himself fit. I think steering clear of injuries can be fortunate for some players, can't it? So there must be an element of luck and bad luck involved with some players who seem to constantly get injured. But I suppose Gareth Barry's worked at certain aspects of his game. I don't know whether, the way he plays the game means he's not going to get injured. I don't think any player can ever say that, because anything can quite happen during the course of 90 minutes, can't it? So, it's fantastic. And I think he's become more appreciated as he's matured, which is strange, isn't it, for a footballer as they head into their mid-30s. And Evertonians might appreciate him more once he's not actually in the team as well. And you notice how much they miss Gareth Barry when he doesn't play the odd game.
Do you ever appreciate him when you're watching Everton play well? Or is he one of those that goes unnoticed? Do you properly appreciate him?
I think as a commentator, you do, Steve. I think sometimes as fans, you get very blinkered, don't you, fans? And I think opposition fans probably wouldn't appreciate Gareth Barry, because you are predominantly watching your own team. And, I've quite often come away, and you've probably done the same, Steve, from commentary matches, and you've met up with friends. And if you ask them to name who was the best player on the opposition side of the field, half of them wouldn't have a clue, because they're so focused on their own team. They don't see who's actually performed for the opposition. And I think, a Middlesbrough fan might have not noticed Gareth Barry again at the weekend, and there have been many instances of that. But I think I certainly appreciate him, because you constantly mentioning his name as a commentator, so you're very much aware of what he's doing, you know, and the fact that you see the whole pitch as well, you can monitor where he is, where he's going. He's constantly making himself available, and that in itself is making the game easier for the rest of his teammates.
He's played more. You've got all sorts of sound effects going on, Al.
The white phone going on.
He's played more Premier League games than 11 of the current top flight clubs. Sunderland, Middlesbrough, wow. Leicester, West Brom, Stoke, Palace, Swansea, Hull, Watford, Burnley, Bournemouth, Gareth
Barry.
They're
all yo-yo clubs going up and down out of the Premier League, aren't they? So that in itself tells a tale. I mean, there's only six teams who've played every Premier League season now, isn't there? So, you know, some of the stats that you can get relating to, you know, Premier League victories and losses, etc., are a bit distorted, aren't they?
How has Ronald Koeman changed Everton beyond recognition? How has he done this? Turned them into a completely different beast?
Discipline, first of all. Fitness. Belief. Management of players. Going back to basics. There's five right from the off that probably were lacking last season. Going back to basics, I'm talking about from defensive stability. Fitness levels, he'd already stated that they were nowhere near where they should be at the start of the season. Discipline, he's changed things at Finch Farm quite substantially, as I understand it, in terms of even, you know, going through academy players and right the way through to first team. You can read various articles that, you know, players have been quoted in about how he has ensured that they dine together, etc. You know, there's all sorts that you can take into account in terms of discipline. Management of players, Steve, you only got to look at what happened with Ross Barkley from Monday through to Saturday. You know, he was castigated by Ronald Koeman, who's not afraid to say what he wants to the media before, during and after a game, maybe. But he kept his faith in Ross Barkley. He obviously had a good chat with him in the week, and Barkley turned in a pretty decent performance at the weekend. You know, just because you're a 23-year-old footballer or a 22-year-old footballer, you don't lose the ability that you've got overnight, but it's actually managing and coaching that player in the best way possible, and I don't think that has happened with various players at Everton over the course of the past few seasons.
He's clearly a brilliant manager. We had a caller on the Legends last week, and this will make sense in a moment or two, but he was talking about Idrissa Gueye, and he was saying, I fear that we will lose this player within a season or two. He's only played a few games. He was saying, I think he's that good that I think top teams will come and buy him. Now, I just wonder on the management front, can Everton, if he continues like this, keep hold of Ronald Koeman? Is Ronald Koeman one of those who want to see the project through, or will really big sides, you know, Barcelona's, come calling for him?
Well, that very much depends on Everton's season, where they finish. Are they playing Champions League football next season? Are they on the lines of where Koeman wants them to be after, you know, he's signed the contract with Everton for 3 years? Are they on this plan that he wants, etc.? Are they taking the right course? Are they going to finish where he expects them to? So there's all sorts to take into consideration. But, you know, money talks in any walk of business, but more so in football. I would say at the moment, I don't think Ronald Koeman will be going anywhere. I think Everton are pretty much set up for challenging, certainly in the top seven or eight this season, without a shadow of a doubt, looking at what we've seen already. It is only early days, so let's not get too carried away about it. But he's certainly instilling the confidence, not just in the team, but, you know, fans alike. I wouldn't see him going anywhere for a couple of years yet, Steve.
Super stuff. The weekend, you get up to much, Al?
Football. So, no, the only live game I commentated on was the Everton match. So, I did see the Liverpool game live on Friday night, which was very entertaining as well. So, they're the only two live games I've caught over the course of the weekend. But, yeah, it's going well for Merseyside, isn't it?
It's not bad, unless you're at Tranmere at the moment.
That was a shock on Sunday morning when I saw that.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get called out to doorstep.
Well, not quite. Thankfully, I was elsewhere, thankfully.
Al, thank you very much. Have
right,
a great week.
Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Alan Irwin there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.